This evening is the start of the Jewish High Holy Days, which begin with the Jewish New Year and conclude next week with Yom Kippur, a day of fasting and atonement. Earlier today, I called Rabbi Burton Vizotsky, a professor at the Jewish Theological Seminary, which is based in Manhattan. He will deliver a sermon tomorrow at a congregation in suburban Washington, D.C. People will be looking to you in the congregation to help find some meaning or make some sense or at least just go on with their lives in the wake of last week's catastrophe. Where have you been looking?
Well, the truth is, you know, like all rabbis, we are looked to for advice, and we are mere humans who maybe don't experience life any better than anyone else, but we have the advantage of thousands of years of tradition. I personally have taken a great deal of comfort from a psalm that we do say at this season for the last month and through the next couple of weeks. We say the 27th psalm, which ends with the words, have hope and courage and seek God. And I think that for me, that psalm kind of speaks well. It talks about when your enemies rise against you, if your mother and father have left you, God will gather you in, God will be your protector. And I think at a time like this when we all felt so helpless, so impotent, that we have to recognize that as humans we are impotent sometimes, and that the only succor we have, the only hope we can have, is to look to something higher. So almost all of us, no matter what our religion, I think, find ourselves looking to God now.
I know that a lot of people are turning to God now. Among the people turning to God, though, are the people who bombed the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. They consider themselves very holy, very pious. I think we'd all agree that they have terribly and tragically misinterpreted the Quran, but still in their minds, they're being pious and holy. And I wonder what effect that has on you as a religious man.
It makes me very angry. This is not the first time. In fact, for thousands of years, maniacs and megalomaniacs have hidden behind the shield of piety or pretense that religion somehow permits them to commit atrocities. And this is true in all the great religions, unfortunately. As early as the Hebrew Bible, the New Testament, the Quran, you find that struggle with the kind of strains of militantism as opposed to the consistent message that you find overwhelmingly in the New Testament and in the Hebrew Bible and in the Quran, which is God's love and peace. So we recognize that in every community there will be crazies, and that they will raise up the shield of their religion as an excuse to go out and commit atrocity. That does not make them true representatives of the religion. And I think that on the whole, Islam has been a great religion of peace and a great force in the world. So to say that these guys are true Muslims, I think, is to miss the point, and for them to tragically miss the point. They're just abusing Islam.
Have you been having a lot of people come up to you and say, Rabbi, how can this kind of catastrophe happen? How can God let this happen?
Yes, I have. That people always search for answers. People are groping. I mean, the trauma is so immense that I think everyone wants a simple answer. And the truth is, God doesn't intervene in the world. God has given us free will, which means that horrible tragedies can happen. And maybe sometimes we can rail against God and wish it were otherwise. And perhaps that's a psychological help, that we have some place to turn our dismay and anger. And after we unload all of that dismay and anger, maybe God is still there listening so that we can find some way to find some support from God. This Sunday, I had the good fortune to have a family wedding that went on. And I must say that in a week of horror, it was nice to have a little joy. In a week of despair, it was good to have a little hope. And in a week that we saw ungodly hate, it was great to celebrate love.
Rabbi Vizotsky, thank you very much, and I wish you a good new year.
Thank you, Terry, and you too.
Rabbi Burton Vizotsky is a professor at the Jewish Theological Seminary in Manhattan.